Continental Tyres.
AFL Trade Radio.
On a day where Brad Scott has been unveiled as the new coach of the Essendon Football Club. Good afternoon. Welcome back to Trade Afternoons for McDonald's and McSpicy Range at Macca's. Can you handle the heat? Just reading that Mark Robinson story on the Superfooty website, Sando. Kevin Sheedy, who was involved in that board meeting, of course, we floated it earlier. He wanted Hurd. The rest of the board wanted Brad Scott. The vote was 6-1, and he voted for Hurd. And the other six.
Is that public, that the vote was 6-1?
Sheedy, it was on a call to the board meeting from California, Robbo writes, told the Herald Sun on Friday the boardroom vote was 6-1 and he voted for Hurd. I'm extremely disappointed that the comment from my club was that it was fully endorsed when in fact I voted for James Hurd to be the coach of Essendon, Sheedy said. The vote was 6-1. Now, I would have expected that to have been written, and then in the end the board actually won that vote, but I want to make sure all the fans know that I voted for James Hurd, and I'm extremely disappointed with the report that went out from the Essendon media department. I'm not happy.
Wow. Well, you know what happens? So that it, like quite often in footy clubs when you have team selection or obviously examples like this, even if there are, if the vote is not unanimous, when you leave that room, it has to be unanimous, like regardless, and you have to suck it up. And it's the same with, like I said, with a grand final selection when someone gets left out, even though a coach, like I might really want to pick a player and he gets left out, but you can't have a coach going to a player saying, I'm sorry, but you're out, but I actually wanted you in, you know, I actually voted for you in. Like, so how does that work now with the relationship with Brad Scott and Kevin Sheedy?
I know. That's amazing. He said, I actually felt insulted, Sheedy said, that Hurd would think I voted against him after what he's done for our club. This is what happens when you bring new people into the club. So he's haymakers at the moment, Kevin Sheedy. That is an extraordinary set of quotes. Don't tell Essendon, the Essendon fan base, an untruth.
What's interesting, because I know what happens is you bring in an external selection committee, and then they present their recommendations to the board. So, yes, the board ultimately have the final say. They might choose to ignore the recommendations from the external selection committee, which we heard before was Jordan Lewis and Simone McInnes and who else was ever? I'm not sure.
Dorothy Hisgrove, Robert Walls, did you mention? So Josh Marnie was the chair.
Yep.
So, that was...
They then have their recommendations to the board, and then the board ultimately pull the trigger on the decision. So... That's unusual. I'm surprised that the numbers would be released. That they haven't been released. It's Kevin Sheedy.
It's extraordinary. It's extraordinary clarity on the situation, isn't it? Offered by Sheeds there. You don't see that too often. That level of detail.